so we're holding where we saw last week, well, last week spoke a little bit about Purim, but also the notion of the relationship of Charata to what we call the Adam B'Koyach. In other words, we said that, just to a brief sum up, to orientate ourselves, we said that essentially you can understand potential in one of two ways. You can understand that potential in relation to realizing it, from going from Mikoyach El Apoel, you could understand it in the one way that there's this clay that is unformed, and the goal of life is you have to take the clay and you have to mold it into something. That's one perception. You say the Rebbe Yochum is very much against that. And he says, on the contrary, the goal of life is not to form something which is an unformed entity and make it into something which is concrete and tangible, but rather the Adam B'Koyach is completely and perfectly pristinely designed and is there already. And the whole goal of life is only to allow him to come to the surface. That the point of life is not creation, it's revelation. It's not a bria, it's a gilui. You have to be megale yourself. That's what we said. In relation to that, we said a few different nafkamina. The first nafkamina is in regard to making decisions ahead of time. So therefore, you have to look inside to know what to do outside. Because if what you're doing is not a reflection of who you are, so then you're missing the point, which we're going to speak about a little bit later today. The other nafkamina we said is looking backwards. When you look back, we said there's two emotions a person can have when looking back at what he's done, which is not positive in the past. The one emotion is guilt, and the second emotion is regret, or charata, and I don't know how to translate guilt into Hebrew. Atzvus, shiflus, something in... Don't know what it is. It's probably got a modern Hebrew translation, but in terms of in Lashon HaKodesh, I don't know if there is a word for that. Ashma, I don't know. So, whether in our vocabulary, the difference between guilt and charata is crucially and brilliantly defined now. It's absolutely clear that charata comes mitzad amayla. A person measures who he is and what he did, and he said, "It's not shaykh. How could I have done that?" And he feels this tremendous distance. So therefore, that's a meo sisi, that like the Rabbeinu Yonah says, that since I know that I have this nishmas chayim, this chochmas lev, teva seichel, I have these koiches atzumois. I have inside of me such incredible greatness, and I did that. That hurts tremendously. That's called charata. So charata becomes mitzad amayla, and because it's mitzad amayla, so therefore it comes from a place where a person is strong and he'll do, he knows what he is, he knows his greatness, maybe he'll do great things there afterwards and make sure not to fall in the same mistakes. Masha Enkein, guilt comes from shiflus. A person says, of course I did that. What am I? I'm a garnished. Not only that, I'm stom, I'll do it again. So that comes misitracha, that's a negative emotion, that there's no maila bichlal in the olam of avoda. Correct? All pre-established facts. What I'd like to talk about now is the following point. And say that this yisoid is kimat vital, this hakora of a person's own inner gadlus, is not only just a zaitikazach, it's absolutely fundamental. Your own inner gadlus functions in a different way. I was speaking to someone this week, and we're discussing this is another nafkamina, but we'll explain how crucial this nafkamina is. Discussing the issue of translated into words would be redifus hakovet, but the way it was expressed was he feels very underconfident to do anything because he's always looking to make sure that other people approve of what he's doing. It's very hard for him to go against the grain of what other people are doing. It's very hard for him to do things because he feels he'll be criticized. So therefore he doesn't do things. So I said to him, just quickly, I said, what is your definition of self? How do you define your essence? He says, by what other people think of me. So that's crucial. So what happens is as follows. That one of the deepest tragedies of a person having no hakara of his inner being, of not knowing his bekoyach, not being familiar with that bekoyach, is he doesn't know how to direct himself. So he looks at what everyone else says about him and he says, aha, I have to do that. Or he looks what they're going to say. And be'etzim, he's trying to build a bria that doesn't have a pnimius to it. Masha'enkein, if a person looks inside of himself, so then he doesn't need other people's approval. He doesn't need to do anything but look inside himself. The Gaon says in Evan Shleimer, he says, if a person wants to know, he says that Lagabe the Loisa says, if a person has a particular, he says, in knowing yourself and you have a particular chisoron, he says, you have to make a gedder. And even if everyone in the world tells you you're a meshugana for doing that and you just gone off the wall, you have to ignore them and do it, because no one knows yourself but yourself. In other words, this notion of the inner bekoyach defines how people relate to their circumstances and surroundings. And when you do it, you relate in a healthy way. You don't have to be afraid of COVID. Rav Albi says that, you know, it says that a person has, that the rate of achar kovet, so the kovet is borech mimenu. So he says, it's poshut, why? Because the person who chases after kovet is taka pathetic. I want someone to say, I want this. You're a gornish. So of course you don't get kovet. The kovet is borech mimenu b'teva. It's not a segula, it's not an oinish. It's, you're not mechubedek. You're poshut not mechubedek, because you're grasping for every little bit of kovet. You're poshut, you're not worth giving kovet to. Kovet has kovet is something there. If a person has an inner world, he has something to be mechabed. But if you're looking at every person, so then it's gornished inside. Good. So that's another nafkamina. Now let's go to a crucial point. There's the two first stages in the way the Ramchal builds his sulam of how to be oile madregas. There's different by the Musa. The Rishonim, the Ramchal, had different ways of structuring a person's growth in Midas. The Ramban, we saw the Ramban starts off with Dibur Benachas, from Dibur Benachas, he goes to No Kais, from No Kais to Anova, from Anova to Simcha. He's got a Mahalach of how to do it. The Chovas of Lovas has got a Mahalach of how to do it. The Muslims made a Mahalach of how to go from stage 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6. That's all. The Mesis Sharim. The Mitzvah Sharim in his Sulam HaMidas, so he starts off with Torah, but he never speaks about Torah, which is Stam HaShayla. He only mentions Torah as an Agav, but he never beats and builds on Torah, which is very interesting. But he starts with the Zahirus, and then he goes to Zrizus. Now, Papashas, Zahirus and Zrizus are the two most fundamental things. But I have a new Mahalach in how to read it. It's exactly the same, but it sounds completely different after all our Veda. As follows, there's two Mahalachim. Zahirus and Zeruzus. The Be'etzim are two Koyachas Hara. I'll say it this way. They're two Koyachas Hara. There's one Koyach Hara which allows a person to do amazing things. He can be productive. He can be, he's active. He goes out into the world. His mamash poyo is a gewaltige Sachen. Always. He's busy doing things. But what happens is, because he's not careful about what he's doing, he's productive, but he's off the derech. In a very subtle way. He's always busy, he's doing things, he's mamash making, he's involved, he's creative, but he's missed the point. In other words, there's one koyach hara which gets a person to be active, but active in the wrong areas. He uses his koyachas, levatola. But he uses his koyachas, person's got gvaldig in cheshbon, so he uses his koyachas for poker. And then don't mean to take anything away from anyone who's a serious poker player. But it's not the best utilization of your koyachas. If you could use them to be cheshbonized, a complicated pshat in atosis. I don't know. The truth is, I have to admit, I'm not a poker player. So I don't know if it's the same koyachas. I'm assuming, I think so. From my shores the dice, it looks that way. So you see, now I look around the room, and if anyone nods, then I bust them. Everyone's very guarded. See, all got poker faces. So, it's not that you use it, but you're busy and you're doing gewaldig, gewaldig, but you're using your koyachas in the wrong direction. Then there's a different koyach hara. This koyach hara stops the person from doing anything. If you express them visually, this one koyach hara pulls you. You go out. This other koyach hara, so it's a koyach of meshicha, pulls you, it takes you. The other koyach hara is a koyach of dechifa, pushes you down, doesn't let you come out. Doesn't need to come out. Whenever you try to do something, it pushes you down, pushes you down, pushes you down, pushes you down. Those are the two koyachas. Connected those two koyachas are Zahirus and Zeruzus. Connected the koyach of doing things and being productive, but doing the wrong things, is Zahirus. That means a person has to have a shikul adas. Before you do something, you need this bonus. You have to think, is this the right thing to do, is this the wrong thing to do, is this the right thing to do, is this the wrong thing to do. That shikul adas stops the person from going off the derech. Connected the koyach adachifa, there's something called Zeruzus. You have to do. You have to break the atzus. You have to go out and just do.
In other words, if the koyach hamenaged is a koyach hadachifa, so then the way to get out of it is to push against it. If the koyach hamenaged is a koyach hamashicha, so the way to get out of it sometimes is to pull back. And that's zehirus is besumera, and zrizus is bekumase. That's lechora, those are the yesoidas. So until now I thought gevaldik. Then someone asked me a question. They actually didn't ask me a question, they said this, they said surely. But the question was essentially, but how do you know you koyach hasa nefesh? How do you actually, and this was really how we ended off last night, how do you tuck it, lemaisa lemaisa? How do I know what I can do and what I can't do? So he said, and it's absolutely true, you see what the Geder Halacha asks of you. If you see what the Geder Halacha asks of you, it gives you a sense of what you can and can't do. Lemashal. It says, loisikoim veloisitoi. So someone comes, and you mamish, someone's sitting next to you, and your chavrus is not there for one day. I want to make it a mirisha example. Your chavrus is not there for one day, and a seat opens up next to you, and there's a guy sitting next to you, and he's got a chavrus that sits in the aisle, so he says, do you mind if we sit on that seat today? So, oh, chavrus is not, you have a bakasha, go ahead. No problem. Next day, his chavrus is not there, and these guys are squished up, and you want to say, can I use it? He says, no, I'm not letting you sit in that seat. My chavrus may come. But he's not here until he comes. My chavrus may come, I don't want to give up the seat. So what do you feel at that point in time? You feel... Of course, you feel it from, you feel, you call yourself a ventaya. What's your Torah worth? Stam, shake it. But what should you feel? Loisikim veloisitor, garnished. So what does that tell me? That tells me that the mensch that's misgale bepoel is not the mensch inside. Who's the mensch inside? Mensch inside, since it's a tzivui, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to do it, that means we can do it. So whatever you're told to do, you can do, because otherwise, unless you can find a heter that you're an anus, and you'll be potter if you go to a poisek, so then you're mechuyev. So if you're mechuyev, you have to do it. So what happens if you go to a poisek and you say, listen, Rebbe, loisikim veloisitor, I'm not that type of guy. I'm a noikim venoiter. Based on my family upbringing, just the way I was born, I just don't have that in me. Shekagomo. So then, I don't see anyone getting out of the Surim that easily. Person says, after Echamoike, says, I hate people. I don't like people. So you see what the Torah is? The Torah is megale how far you can go with yourself. So the halacha is not telling you, you mechuyev. It's telling you who you are. It's saying, if I'm asking you to do that, that's who you are. So now it comes out of gewaltige chiddush. It comes out as follows, that what zehirus is zehirus is his bonus in my chiyuv of what I should do in this situation. Both zehirus and zrizus are nicknamed in the same way. The hisbonus b'choymer ha'avoida, how serious avoida is, meaning how far it goes, what the consequences are, how mechuyev I am. So I thought until now it was a frum vort. You have to do it. Now it's a completely different vort. It's look what you are. Look what you can do. It's not you have to do it. It's see what you can achieve. You could be a person that's oyev every single do kamoicha. V'haftar kamoicha. Me? I'm a v'haftar. Me? I think, where? Somewhere, because you're mechuyev to do it. You're a person that can walk around Shvisi Hashem and Negdi Somit. You're a person that can know Kol Torah Kula. Because that's the Tvia. You're a person that can be a person. Now. Do you hear the point? It's amazing spin on what it means, Zahirus. Zrizus is the same thing. Zrizus is... Zrizus, I would have thought if you asked me what Zrizus was, Zrizus is doing things with alacrity, with zeal, with fast, with enthusiasm. That's Zrizus. Says the Mitzvah Shoyim, Zrizus is akdoma le mitzvahs ulashlomas inyonam. You put mitzvahs, you prioritize mitzvahs, and you make sure you finish them off. What's it going to do is Jesus? So what we understood was as follows, that there's a koyach inside the person that stops him from realizing himself. That's called the koyach which goes keneged zuzus. There's a koyach which allows the person to come out wrong. That's keneged zahirus. How do you rectify both those koyaches? You misboinein in your chiyuv. And then when you misboinein in your chiyuv, it does two things. It tells you what not to do, and tells you what yes to do. So now it comes as follows. When you see a mitzvah coming across your radar screen, so zrizus is akdama le mitzvahs ul hashlamas inyon. That means you have to be makdim the mitzvah. What's the dechifa to be makdim the mitzvah? Because when a mitzvah flows in front of you, it comes at, that's your life. The mitzvah that comes in front of you, it's your life. Because it's megale you. The mitzvah is a gilui hapnim of the gadlus ha'adam. Someone comes and they have it's a brach in the mensch, so there's a tefillah on me now to give the person to be noticeable in him. I have to help him out. So what's happening there? So that mitzvah, I'm being makdim it because it's my life. It's not just chiyuv. It's me. That's how I'm misgale. That's the inner mensch. That's the adam b'koyach comes out. Are you following me?
They run the same then, right?
Oh, one second. Slowly. But you understand that point? Do you understand that point? That it comes out that the mitzvahs are not just stam chiyuvim that you have to do because you're a ben Torah and b'nai Torah do this. It's every mitzvah is megale a different chaylik of who I am. Correct? So now we go back to the Gaon. The Gaon said that there are different tekufos in the Jewish people. Nevuah, Ruach HaKodesh, and then mitzvahs. No nevuah, no Ruach HaKodesh, all we have is mitzvahs. So now it comes out that's what the Gaon is saying. That what happens when you do a mitzvah? So it comes out like this. There's two things, right? There's two things. First of all, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Tzadik Yivchon. Rabbi Yochum said, Hashem Tzadik Yivchon doesn't mean if you've got a room filled with Rishayim, Beinonim, and Tzadikim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu given his strength to Tzadikim. He says when you've got a guf, a mensch, filled with koiches ara, koiches abeninim, and koiches tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu focuses on the tzadikim. So it comes out that the chiyuvim that you have klapa your life, lefi da ashgocha, will always be testing in the koiches where you can succeed. Perushoi, the mitzvahs that you mechiyuv to do will be the mitzvahs which are the biggest gilui of your koiches hanefesh. In other words, if you got a koyach in chesed, so dafka the guy next to you will become the person that needs help in sorting him out with the dira. The person whose koyach is in emes, he'll have the person that keeps on saying krum pshetalach, and he has to correct him. Well, so everyone thinks now that their koyach is in emes. That's definitely the person sitting next to me. So, in other words, that's Hashem Tzadik Yivcha. Hashem gives an Nisyonis to people who can pass an Nisyonis G'day to be Megale the Koyach El HaPoel. So it comes out now that the whole way we relate to mitzvahs and Averis is very, very different. Until now, I did Zrizus was a frum thing to do. But now Zrizus is Poshut, it's the Yetziras HaAdam. I'm Yotzer myself Derech Mazrizus. Every time a mitzvah comes along, if I let the mitzvah go away, it's not that there's an Oynesh or there's a Bittul mitzvah. It's Poshut, there's a Bittul Atzmoy. Because the more I'm megale myself, the more I am who I am. The less I'm megale myself, the less me there is there. So it's partially suicide. It's not, you're not wrong, you're not bad, you're just destroying yourself. It's a completely different way of seeing things. And then what happens is as follows. So then this is the point. The point is therefore what you have to do is you have to develop, did we mention the notion of sensing? It's that when you do something, the sense of having done it. I can't remember if we said that last week. It's a posh thing. So what's, practically speaking, the Eitzah to do this? We've all had a good Shemoneh Esrei. Well, some. Once! There's such a thing as doubling good Shemoneh Esrei. So now, the way you can do it is as follows. If you relate to good Shemoneh Esrei and you relate to mitzvahs as chiyuvim that you have to be yoitz and you have to do, so nothing really makes a difference. If you relate, meaning the fact that Gud Shemoneh Esrei is nice because it means I got more schar or I did something right, but it's not significant in terms of who I am. And the fact that I was nichshal is bad, but it's not significant in terms of who I am. If you're looking at the aveiras as a heres of an adam and the mitzvahs as the binyan of an adam, so now what happens is as follows. In any training program, what you have to do is you have to focus on what you've done right and build on it. And when you're doing something right, you have to see if you can duplicate that again. Any athlete will tell you that when the coach is coaching them and they do something right, they say, that's it, you've got it, you've got it. So what the person has to do is he has to make a memory of what that felt like, how that was experienced, what led him to do that, and make sure he can do it again in the future. So now if you're looking at mitzvahs as chiyuvim, so then you're down the Gushman Yisrael, you think, I'm beseda, down the Gushman Yisrael. If you look at mitzvahs as a gilah aplim, you say, oh, I saw myself there. In that Shmoneh Esrei, I was makir the Adam inside. Okay. How did he come out? What happened? What factors were present? Was it the minyan? Was it the shech tzibur? Was it the way I stood? Was it that I did shakel, that I didn't shakel? Was it my kavanas beforehand? Was it that I was tired, wasn't tired, was hungry, wasn't hungry? And then I start to see that if I want to be megaleh that again, I'll make sure that those factors are present. I'll try and it may work, it may not work. But that comes out that the ganze leben is filled with avoida. Because everything is another tzad, another way, another step forward in the bin and ha'adam. Because every mitzvah is not just stam. So you double the good shachris. So you say, okay, what was present in that shachris? You had an interaction with a person where you felt you really understood them, they really understood you. You say, well, what did I do to make that happen? You have a morning seder where you posture, you suddenly realize that you got there 9 o'clock. 10 past 9. 20 past 9. Half past 9. And until the end of Seder, you didn't know where the time went. What happened? And you come out and you've got a korkat in your cup, it's unbelievable. What happened? So you have to duplicate that. You say, you see, I saw the Talmud Chochem this morning. Which Talmud Chochem? This Talmud Chochem. I saw the Mispalel. I saw the Baal Chesed. I saw the Anav. And you have to look around life to see that person. And every mitzvah that's tovei you to do that, it's saying, I know you're there, come out. I know you're there, reveal yourself. If there's a tevia, so you learn halacha in a different way. The halacha is descriptive. And then you see, okay, now, how is the halacha shaykh to me? And then you megale your avodas aprat. Because no one's got the same chiyuv halacha because everyone's got different lives. And everyone's got different koichas, and everyone's got different tachlesim. So the halacha, even though the chiyuv is the same, but the prat will never be the same. And it will come out that the chiyuvim of comes out that limud halacha is the ikka gilui ha'adam. Because it's Tovei, you see how far, and that's Lemaisa, that's Igeres HaMusa, the worst named letter ever in the history of time. Igeres HaMusa should be called Igeres HaLocha. Rabbi Yisrael wrote the one of the most published works that he officially published, was called Igeres HaMusa. And to sum up Igeres HaMusa, which you can't do, because it's very complex, but one point which is a theme which runs throughout, he says, the way to Tikkun HaMidas is Limud HaLocha. Be'iyun, so you understand the Chiyuvim, how far they go. That's the yisoid of Limud HaMusa. Because that's Megale, the Etzem Adam. The only way you know what you have inside of you is when you see what's demanded of you, then you say, Taka, that's something that's shaykh to me. If you don't know what's demanded of you, so then you think you're nothing. So that's something which we can be misbeinen on. And thinking maybe changing this into Halacha Chabur. Something to think about. It's a new way of seeing. It's a new way of seeing chiyuvim, and it's a new way of seeing zrus. It's a new way of seeing zehiras. That the whole thing is working around the same theme, the axiom of the gilui ha'adam ha'pnimi, gilui ha'tzadik ha'pnimi, gilui ha'gadol b'koyach, which is this ready formed being that's just looking for a way, and it has to be that way because you're being nitra on such huge things. If there's not a huge person inside there, so then the tefillahs are just completely unrealistic. So it must be they're realistic. Do you understand? How when we say to ourselves, nah, I can't do that, you're mamish destroying yourself. You're not being lazy. Lazy atzlus. You're being doichev, the Adam Bekuach, inside and not letting him escape. And not revealing him. Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Next week, no vad. The week after, I hope there will be a vad. The week after, no vad. Okay, so Lemaisa, I know these instructions are by far the hardest of the entire year. Next week, when you come here and you've been sitting here for like 5-10 minutes and you see like there are less people and then I just don't come. So the experience may be richer,
But the pasht is, I will not be coming, and the week after the Emes Hashem, I will be. Okay.
Would that be a rate of comment? I would have got some from there.
I'm
not going to ask
someone, maybe you are the first rabbi
I have time to contact. So it's not Dini Mi, it's Dini Mi, I was
predicting. Oh, so do you have any people?